我们一同来看马拉基书。
Let's turn to the book of Malachi.
第一章第一节。
Chapter 1, verse 1.
耶和华借着马拉基传给以色列的默示。
The oracle of the word of the Lord to Israel through Malachi.
耶和华说，我曾爱你们，你们却说，你在何事上爱我们呢？
I have loved you, says the Lord, but you say, how have you loved us?
第六节。
Verse 6.
藐视我们的祭司啊，万军之耶和华对你们说：儿子尊敬父亲，仆人敬畏主人。我既为父亲，尊敬我的在哪里呢
？A son honors his father and a servant his master. Then if I am a father, where is my honor?
我既为主人，敬畏我的在哪里呢？你们却说我们在何事上藐视你的名？
And if I am a master, where is my respect, says the Lord of hosts to you, O priests who despise my name? But you say, how have we despised your name?
第二章第十四节。
Chapter 2, verse 14.
你们还说这是为什么呢？
Yet you say, for what reason?
十七节。
Verse 17.
你们言语反锁耶和华，你们还说我们在何事上反锁他呢？
You have wearied the Lord with your words, yet you say, how have we wearied him?
第三章第七节
Chapter 3, verse 7.
万军之耶和华说，从你们列祖的日子以来，你们常常偏离我的典章而不遵守，现在你们要转向我，我就转向你们，你们却问说，我们如何才是转向呢？
From the days of your fathers, you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you say, how shall we return?
第八节
Verse 8.
人岂可夺取神之物呢？你们竟夺取我的供物，你们却说我们在何事上夺取你的供物呢？
Will a man rob God? Yet you are robbing me. But you say, how have we robbed you?
十三节。
Verse 13.
耶和华说，你们用话顶撞我，你们还说我们用什么话顶撞了你呢？
Your words have been arrogant against me, says the Lord. Yet you say, what have we spoken against you?
我们圣经暂时就读这么多。
We will read up to here for now.
我们知道这一次靠着主的恩典，我们有三次聚集的时间。
We know that this time we have three times of gathering by the Lord's grace.
昨天晚上，今天晚上，还有明天早晨。
Yesterday night, tonight, and tomorrow morning.
我们愿意借着短短的时间，我们一同来复习一下马拉基书。
In this short time, we would like to review the book of Malachi.
我们最重要的要知道马拉基书到底对我们今天有什么话。
And we want to know, most importantly, what words there are for us in Malachi today.
马拉基的讯息到底是什么样的讯息。
And what kind of message is the book of Malachi giving to us?
这就是我们盼望主借着这个周末能再一次提醒我们。
And this is what we hope that the Lord will remind us this weekend.
第一章第一节说，耶和华借着马拉基传给以色列的默示。
In chapter 1, verse 1, it says the oracle of the word of the Lord to Israel through Malachi.
这个传信息的人就是先知，他的名字叫马拉基。
So the one who is passing this word is Malachi.
他心中有一个重担。
And he has a burden in his heart.
这个重担在原文就是默示。
And in that word, and in the old original language is the word oracle.
那这个默示呢，是关于以色列的。
And the oracle of the word is about Israel.
那如果你仔细读下去的话，
And if you keep reading,
稀奇得很，这里明明讲到圣殿，讲到献祭，明明讲到祭司。
It speaks about the temple, it speaks about offerings and about the priest.
所以这些话不是对于在巴比伦的以色列人说的。
So these words were not spoken to those who are in Babylon.
这是对于那些回到耶路撒冷。
But it's for those who have returned from Babylon.
很少数的人。
A minority.
在几百万人里面，只有五万人回来。
Of the millions of people, only 50,000 came back.
他们是剩下的百姓。
They are the remnant.
他们回来了。
They came back.
他们不过是在所有神子民中间很少、很少数的一般人。
And they are just a few of the people who of God's people.
想想看，在这一百年以前，在以色列犹太人被掳到巴比伦以前一百年。
About 100 years before the Israelites were taken to Babylon.
北国十个支派已经被掳了。
The 10 tribes are already taken.
他们漂流到全世界。
And they wandered throughout the whole world.
结果他们失落。
And then they disappeared.
所以我们知道说南国的两个支派就是十个支派来讲是少数。
So we know that of the 12 tribes, the two southern tribes are already a minority.
而在少数的人中间只有五万人回到耶路撒冷。
And of this minority, only 50,000 returned to Jerusalem.
所以这些人是少数中的少数。
So these are a minority within a minority.
如果你看到以色列全家。
If you look at all of Israel,
他们果然像海边的星那么，天上的星那么多。
There are as many as the stars in the sky.
海天的沙那么多。
And as many as the sand on the
seashore. 如果你把十二个支派的人散布在全世界加起来，果然神的话是没有错的。
And if you count all the people of Israel scattered throughout the world, that's true.
先是十个支派被落到全世界。
There were the 10 tribes who were taken. Who were taken captive.
没有多久，他们就失踪了，他们就失落了。
And they disappeared and were lost.
所以我们称他们做失落的十个支派。
We call them the lost 10 tribes of Israel.
所以难得剩下两个支派。
So we still have two tribes.
我们知道他们被掳到巴比伦七十年以后，他们就回来了。
And 70 years after they were taken to Babylon, they came back.
但是不要忘记，七十年以后他们是回来。
But don't forget, they did come back after 70 years.
大部分的人是留在巴比伦。
But most of them stayed in Babylon.
因为耶路撒冷没有前程。
There was no future in Jerusalem.
对年轻人来讲，巴比伦才是他们的前程。
For the young people, Babylon was their future.
巴比伦是镀金的。
Babylon was a very wealthy city.
No, 它是镀金的，就是 laden with gold.
Oh, it was laden with gold.
所以我们知道它从头到脚全部是金。
It was gold from head to foot.
不光头是金的。
Not just the head.
不光胸是金的。
Not just the breastplate.
连脚连全身都是金的。
But the entire body.
外面没有错是巴比伦帝国。
So on the outside, it was the kingdom of Babylon.
外面没有错是波斯帝国。
And then there was the Persian Empire.
这个世界你认得。
You recognize that world.
你认得美国的世界。
You recognize the American world.
你认得中国的世界。
You recognize the Chinese world.
你认得巴西的世界。
You recognize the Brazilian world.
但是不要忘记，这个世界真正里面，你若真的有属灵的眼光，它从头到脚，通通是镀过金的。
But if you have spiritual eyes, you can see that the entire world from head to foot is all gold.
如果镀过金，你就不能不崇拜它。
And because of that, you can only bow down and worship it.
你如果看见他是镀了金的。
If you see that it is all gold,
很少有人不着迷的。
Very few people do not become obsessed with it.
所谓的纸醉金迷，特别在中文成语里面，就告诉我们说，在这个花花世界里面，你看见吗？有许多吸引我们的地方。
So you see that in this colorful world, many things can draw our attention.
对年轻人来说
，For young people,
他们的前途是在这个世界。
Their future is in this world.
谁愿意回到耶路撒冷
？Who is willing to come back to Jerusalem？
谁愿意在废墟里面重建圣殿
？Who is willing to rebuild the temple out of the ruins？
我们知道，果然大概有五万人回来。
We know that about 50,000 people came back。
他们都像傻瓜一样。
They were like fools。
他们如果聪明一点，他们应该留在世界。
If they were smarter, they should have stayed in the world。
他们太傻了。
But they were too stupid.
他们不知道怎么选择最好的。
They did not know how to choose the best.
那些留在巴比伦的人都是最聪明的人。
The smartest people all stayed in Babylon.
他所代表的世界的精英，世界上最 elite、最重、最好的一般的人。
They represented the elites of this world.
请大家记得。
But please remember.
现在，当这些少数的人回到耶路撒冷。
When the minority came back to Jerusalem,
神借着马拉基给他们说一些话。
God spoke to them through Malachi.
所以圣经说马拉基就传给以色列的默示。
So it says the oracle of the word of the Lord to Israel through Malachi.
稀奇不稀奇
？Isn't that amazing?
如果讲到以色列，应该讲到十二个支派，讲到全世界，有的十个支派我们不知道漂流到哪里去。
If you speak of Israel, you should speak of the entire world because we don't know where the 10 tribes went.
剩下的大部分都留在巴比伦。
And the remaining, most of them, stayed in Babylon.
现在神说话。
And now God spoke.
只对那些回到耶路撒冷人说话。
Only to those who came back to Jerusalem.
神责备他们。
God rebuked them.
这些责备的话你不能用在巴比伦身上。
You can't use these words upon those in
Babylon. 那个巴比伦以色列人说我们连祭司都没有。
Those in Babylon said, we don't even have priests.
我们连圣殿都没有。
We don't even have the temple.
我们有的是会堂。
We just have synagogues.
我们有的是文士。
We have scribes.
我们没有祭司。
We don't have priests.
所以如果你讲的这些问题根本不是巴比伦有以色列人的问题。
So these problems here are not the problems that those in Babylon had.
这些人就是那些少数又少数回到耶路撒冷。
But it's for those, the minority of the minority, who went back to Jerusalem.
你有没有注意到一件事?
But did you notice something?
神觉得他们就代表了整个以色列。
God felt that they represented an entire Israel.
他们是少数中的少数。
They were a minority of a minority.
不要忘了,在神的眼光中。
But in God's eyes,
如果有人能代表以色列的话,
If anyone could represent Israel,
不是那个失落的十个支派。
It's not the 10 lost tribes.
也不是留在巴比伦的大部分的犹太人。
It's not the majority who stayed in Babylon.
回来的人。
But those who returned.
他们虽然不好。
Even though they were not great.
但他们有代表性。
They were representative.
他们代表了整个神的选民。
They represented all the people of God.
所以明白吗，弟兄姊妹？马拉基书是指对那些答应神的呼召愿意回到耶路撒冷神旨意的水平那帮人来说的
The book of Malachi was just written to those who obeyed the will of God and came back to the horizon
如果你属于失落的十个支派
If you're part of the 10 lost tribes
马拉基书不是对你说的
Malachi was not to you
如果你愿意留恋在巴比伦也不是对你说的
If you stayed in Babylon it was also not for you
如果有一天
But one day,
你听见神的呼召
if you heard the voice of God,
结果你回到耶路撒冷回到神旨意的水平
you return to Jerusalem back to the horizon of the will of God.
那么在旧约称他剩下的百姓
Then in the Old Testament, it was the remnant.
在新约就称作得胜者
In the New Testament, it was the overcomers.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹这一卷书是对得胜者说的
Brothers and sisters, this book was written to overcomers.
什么叫得胜者?
So what are overcomers?
不是个人的得胜者。
It's not an individual.
是团体的得胜者。
It's a group.
现在这一帮人得胜了。
This group has overcome.
就代表教会得胜。
And it represents the church overcoming.
所以弟兄姊妹千万不要叹息说今天整个教会失败了荒凉了。
So brothers and sisters, don't sigh that the whole church has failed.
有没有人愿意站在神旨意的水平？
Is anyone willing to stand on the horizon of God's will?
当有的教会说神是爱
Some churches say that God is love.
神爱爱的给你连我们的罪都爱了
And he loves us so much that he even loves our sins.
弟兄姊妹这是教会吗
Brothers and sisters, is that the church?
今天你看见如果有一班得胜者
But today if there's a group of overcomers
他们起来能站在神旨意的这一
They can stand on the will of God.
神说是罪，他们也说是罪。
God says that it is sin. They agree that it is also sin.
神说，我曾爱你们。
The Lord said, I have loved you.
我们应当说，神啊，你果然爱我们。
We should say, true, God, you have loved us.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
在这个时候，有一般人说，你在什么事上爱我们？
A group of people asked, how have you loved us?
所以弟兄姊妹现在我们知道说，如果有人留在巴比伦
，So brothers and sisters, we know that if there's a group that stayed in Babylon,
他们仍旧是以色列人
，They are still Israelites.
他们爱世界
，They love the world.
他们也是度过境的
，They have also seen. They are covered with.
他们最成功的一班以色列人
，They are some of the most successful Israelites.
但有一件事情
，But one thing.
如果讲到谁代表以色列
，If you ask who represents Israel,
不要忘记。神的脸是朝向那个回到耶路撒冷。
Don't forget that God's face is towards those who returned.
所以这一点非常非常的重要。
This is very important.
但是是不是回到耶路撒冷的人个个都真的得胜呢
？But is it true that all of them who returned to Jerusalem have overcome?
这就是马拉基的讯息。
And this is the message.
按我们来看
，And when we look,
按我们来想
，If we think about it,
那些回到耶路撒冷的。
All those who return to Jerusalem,
他们答应神的呼召
They obeyed the call of God.
他们为着神的缘故把世界丢在背后。
And for God's will, they threw the world behind them.
他们不知不觉的是为着弥赛亚来而回来的。
And they didn't realize that they were coming back